Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day as Weston was playing outside. He had built something absolutely magical. He had pulled together a whole bunch of branches and things and had actually created like a shelter. Have you ever seen a shelter built out of sticks and leaves and branches? Yes, Weston is a master shelter builder. And this one was pretty amazing. But all of a sudden, he heard a sound. What was that? He spun around and looked. There was nothing there. And then he heard it again. Oh, I think that's my stomach growling, said Weston. He thought it was like a terrifying monster, but it was only his own tummy. It must be snack time if my stomach is making these sounds. All right, shelter, I will be back, said Weston as he left his shelter in the backyard and walked inside. Mom, I'm kind of hungry. Is there something I could have to eat? Yeah, Weston, you can pick out a snack in the pantry. I'm doing some work over here, so are you okay on figuring it out on your own? She called out. Yes, I can do that. I'm a master snack maker, said Weston. Weston and his mom had spent a lot of time in the kitchen working together, and she had taught him how to make a lot of different snacks along the way. He walked over to the pantry and opened the door. All right. What should I... Not that. Wait a second. What's way back there? Said Weston. All the way back in the back corner of the pantry was a box of Jell-O. I love Jell-O, said Weston. He had to get up on his tippy toes and reach all the way back and grab onto the box with just two fingers. And there, he got it. Oh, I've never seen Jell-O that looks like that before. Oh well, I'm sure it'll be delicious, said Weston. He turned around and got all the ingredients and everything ready to start making Jell-O. Who likes to eat Jell-O? Oh, it's pretty delicious. The way it jiggles around. Ooh, Jell-O's a pretty fun thing. What's your favorite color? I wonder if that would taste delicious. Well, Weston started working very hard. Him and his mom had made Jell-O 100 times together, so he was pretty much a Jell-O expert. He got everything ready, and now it was time to wait. He figured that instead of staring at the Jell-O waiting for it to set, he could go outside and finish working on his shelter, and then by the time he was done, the Jell-O would be ready to eat. That's pretty smart, because sometimes when you're just like sitting there waiting for something to happen, those minutes can crawl by very slowly, right? Yeah, so that's a pretty smart idea. Weston went back outside and started working on the roof of his shelter. He had to find some more large branches that could span across the whole top and cover it also with some leaves to provide shelter from the rain. After about 30 minutes, he stood back and looked at this amazing shelter that he had built. Wow, this might be my best one ever. Oh, holy smokes, I think I lost track of time, and I hope the Jell-O's ready. Weston dropped the 3 sticks that were in his hand and raced inside, eager to see if his bright green Jell-O was ready to eat. Wow, I've never seen Jell-O that bright before. It looks almost magical. I bet it's absolutely delicious. He raced over and grabbed a spoon and sat down and took the first bite. He carefully scraped his spoon into the jello and watched as it carved through like a pumpkin. He held up his spoon and watched as the green jello jiggled back and forth on that spoon. All right, let's test it. Oh, that's good. That is delicious. And before you knew it, Weston gobbled up a lot of jello. That was a very special snack. But unfortunately, something was about to get a little crazy right now. He finished the last spoonful of jello. Oh, that was delicious. I gotta clean up. He put all the bowls in the sink and started cleaning up from the mess that had happened from the creation of the jello. And then all of a sudden, something strange started happening. Wait a second. What's wrong with my fingers? It's like it feels weird and it's kind of hard to pick it up. Wait a second. Ah! All of a sudden, as he was reaching to grab things, his fingers turned into jello. Like he couldn't, his fingers weren't strong enough anymore to hold on to anything. They would just slip right off and his fingers would bounce just like jello. And then his arm, and then his elbow and his shoulder, and then his toes and his, ah, I'm turning into jello, shouted Weston. His mom came running. Weston, what's going on? She couldn't believe it that she was staring at her son, who had started wibbling and wobbling and squibbling and squabbling. He was made of jello now. Dun, dun, dun. Mom, I don't know what happened. I found this package of jello in the back of the pantry and I made it and it was delicious and now look at me. His mom's eyes were ginormous and she put her hand over her mouth. You didn't eat that jello packet all the way back in the pantry, did you? That's exactly the one I ate, said Weston. Oh dear, said his mom. Why did you say, oh dear? Was there something wrong with that jello? Was it poisoned? Am I gonna... What's happening? Well, the other day I went to the grocery store and there was a leprechaun running around the parking lot putting jello and hot cocoa in everybody's carts. I thought it was kind of strange, and so I put it in the back of the pantry because I didn't want anyone to find it and eat it because I don't know if you can trust the leprechaun's jello. A leprechaun's jello? Said Weston. I didn't know leprechauns liked jello. Exactly, and that's why I was a little weary about that jello. And now I understand why. It was probably all just a leprechaun trick. How do I turn myself back? Said Weston. I can't handle all of this jiggling. By now, Weston's entire body had turned to jello and was now jiggling with every time he tried to move. What would you do if you turned into jello? That would be pretty hilarious. I wonder if you would taste good. That's interesting. Well, I don't think Weston wants to taste himself, but they need to find a way to turn him back to a normal person, not jello. Wait a second. I have an idea, said his mom. It might sound crazy, but that leprechaun, he gave me the jello and hot cocoa. I wonder if we make hot cocoa, if that will turn you back to normal. His mom reached back to the very far back of the pantry, and there it was. A strange package of hot chocolate, one that they'd never seen before. It was probably one that the leprechaun made. Okay, I'll try anything. Just make it quickly, said Weston. His mom made a delicious cup of hot cocoa using that powder from the leprechaun. And Weston sipped on the hot chocolate, and it was delicious. This is the best hot chocolate I've ever tasted, said Weston. And all of a sudden, look at that, my fingers, they look normal again. And then his arm, and his elbow, and his shoulder, and his toes, and I'm back to normal. shouted Weston, who gave his mom a very big hug, happy to be a normal kid again. This may be the end of the story, but I think Weston and his mom learned a very valuable lesson. To never eat magic jello made by leprechauns. The end.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating two birthdays. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Finn, who's turning 6 years old. Finn is a mathematician and is currently working on multiplication. Awesome, and loving it. Finn is a silly, goofy boy that loves to have fun with his family and friends and also loves playing chess and teaching others the rules of the game. Wow, Finn, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday, Finn. And next up we have... Happy birthday, Cooper, who's turning 5 years old. Cooper is a humongous fan. Hey, Cooper, thank you. He and his sister Amelia listen from Seattle, Washington, and Sandpoint, Idaho. Wow, Cooper, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. I'm so glad that you listen to the stories. Thanks so much, Cooper. Happy birthday. Well, friends, I hope you all have a super duper day. And I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!